Welcome to Mom to Mom Radio Show, your time of encouragement, Mom to Mom. Mom to Mom Radio Show is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. I am Cindy Rushton, your show host, and I am so glad that you're joining us today. I have an awesome show planned for you today. Don't forget to check out our website. You can find us online at MomToMomRadioShow.com. There, you will find our archives from our past shows covering all things godly womanhood. While you are there, check out our archives of our past shows. Find our articles and tips, see our show notes, and of course, get connected to us through social media and of course, our mailing list. Check us out today. You won't want to miss even one show. Well, are you ready for our new show? Just grab a big cup of tea, settle in for a bit. We have a great show lined up for you. Ready? Well, let's dig in. Well, hello, everybody. I want to welcome you back to Mom to Mom Radio Show. And today, really, this is so Mom to Mom today. I have one of my I'm talking about my very, very bestest friend. If you're my best friend out there, don't be offended or nothing. But seriously, Alicia and I go way back. Do you remember years ago with Mom to Mom sitting at this table?
Yes.
And us having an interview?
Yes.
It's been forever ago, which that's not long because we're really young.
We are young. Young at heart.
Yes, absolutely. But today, you guys, I'm really excited because we're recording here. We're also going to be recording with Iron Sharpening Iron, a segment where she's going to turn the tables on me in a few minutes. So I guess I have to be easy on her this time. But Lucia is actually about to launch her podcast right here at Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And you guys, you're going to want to tune in. She's definitely going to take you on a victory parade. But anyway, that's similar to what we're going to kind of talk about today, because today and we may go a lot of different places here with this, because this is truly, like I said, mom to mom. And I know Lucia had on her heart just some thoughts, and I had a spend the night party with her last night. If you could see us in our studio, I have no makeup. I hadn't even washed my face. I'm nasty looking, quite frankly. But this is like as mom to mom as we get, right?
That's right.
And so I'm really excited because I know she and I, I think the bottom line is going back to the importance of friendship and woman to woman friendship, right?
Yes, that's right. God created us to need each other.
Right.
And how many times, looking back in my past, have I thought, I'm not good enough to be with that group of ladies.
Oh, come on.
They wouldn't, if they really knew me, they wouldn't want me. But God, God loves us unconditionally no matter where we are. And He just wants us to break out of that, they don't want me, I don't fit into that group mentality.
Right. You know? Oh, that's good, Lucia. I want to throw something out here because we were talking about some of my papers and stuff, and I'm doing one on 1 Peter 5:8. Well, it's not a paper, it's a sermon. I'm nervous. I got to video that. Oh, I cannot look like this on that day.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
But you know, I thought about that here in 1 Peter. Peter is actually, he's in Rome, and we're cooking. Did y'all love hearing that? Yay, yes. We're not going to talk about that now, though. But anyway, he's in Rome, and he's not far from, most likely, when Nero puts him to death and crucifies him. But Peter is dealing with the persecution of the church, and I mean, it's a very hostile society. Now, we don't live still quite so hostile, but we are definitely having some of the similar things going on in our culture where we have immorality that has become so acceptable that we don't even say anything. We don't preach it from our pulpits. We don't talk about it in, you know, teaching our kids. This is our society today. Mm-hmm. Very hostile to godliness, whether we think it is or not. We may not be persecuting people upside down, crucifying them upside down, but I don't know. You know what I mean? But he says to the people, very importantly, to be aware of the enemy's tactics. One of his things is he comes like a lion. That's well, right. What that means is basically lions look, if they look at the herd, the way that they see that as a big booger is what I would say. Yes. I'm obviously a grandmother, but they see like this big booger. But then they pounce, they roar, they try to create fear to get or something to get them to run off a different direction because they prey on isolation.
That's right.
So that's what you're really saying here, right?
Yes. God does not want us isolated. Mm-hmm. And you know, with I think back to when I was a new mother. Mm-hmm. I had 4 children in 5 years, very quickly, and
woo!
I felt a lot of times isolated.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank God for church because I did get to go and fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But during the week, it was like, is there anybody out there that can even relate to what I'm going mm-hmm. through? And the devil would say, no, you're the only one going through this. No matter what it was, you're the only one going through this.
He loves that one.
Yes.
A liar.
He is. He's the father of lies. And it's, you know, I guess if I was to... that song, Dear Younger Me, you know, what would I tell me if I was younger?
Mm, yeah.
And it would be embrace who God created you to be.
Yeah.
Just embrace the uniqueness, embrace the unique qualities, your little quirks that make you different. You are different because God created you different for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just embrace that uniqueness and don't think you have to fit in to a mold that everybody else is trying to put you in.
So you're saying no blue jean dress jumpers.
Oh, are we going back there?
Okay. I know some of you are younger moms. And you'll go, what? Blue jean dress jumpers?
No.
Okay, this is for the oldies in the crowd that are going, I can't believe they're talking about that.
Yes.
But no, I mean, I remember feeling like I had to look the part.
Right.
Cook the part.
Right.
Be the part. And that's what you're saying here,
yes,
right?
That's exactly it. God created each of us unique
mm-hmm.
to reach unique people mm-hmm. that are specific to us. You know, there'll be people that you reach that I'll never reach.
Right.
Because of the way you are, the way God created you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be people that I reach that you won't reach just because I'm different. We're different.
Right.
And it takes all of us being different to reach everybody that God wants us to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point when, as a mother, I thought I had to put all my kids in the same basket and try and make them be like everybody else instead of embracing their uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you helped me so much with that and saying, just let them be who God created them to be. And I wasn't raised like that. I was raised, why can't you just be like your sister? Why can't you just be like your brother?
That's
and it's
good.
Like, no, God created me different. I don't know why, but I'm different.
I'm very different.
Yes. Yeah. And I just, it took me, the better part of my life, you know, 4 decades plus, to get to the point where I could say, it doesn't matter what has happened in my past, that helped create the person I am today.
Mm, that's good.
But I am who God created me to be, and I just embrace the fact that I'm different
mm-hmm.
and that I get to be free.
Mm-hmm.
Free. God created me to be free to be who He wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in life, situations, people, just life in general will try and beat you up and hold you back. And say, no, you can't be unique. You have to fit in this cookie cutter mold like everybody else because then you'll conform. Well, I can't because that's not who God created me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody listening right now that you've always tried to fit in. You've always tried to be like somebody else.
Mm.
And I want to tell you today, stop. embrace who God created you to be and just be you. Be unique. Be beautiful. Be handsome. Just be who God created you to be.
Right.
And when you do that, not only is that liberating, but then you can really embrace what God has created you to do.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Because you can't, you know, I'm not created to do everything that you do. I'm created to do what I do.
Right.
And so for so long I thought, well, I have to be like this person or I have to be like this person to fit in. And it's like God said, no, you just be who you are supposed to be who I created you to be and do what I created you to do. And then it was like, doobie doobie doo. And it was like, the more I thought about that, the happier I got.
Yeah.
Because it's okay. God loves me. He knows me. He created me. He knows everything about me.
Right.
And the same with you. And the same with our guests today.
Right.
He knows everything about you. And he created you that way with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. I want to just stress this because I think it's important for whoever listens to this to know that I think that there is validation in hearing, first of all, me hearing what you just said, that you grapple with this, because I do too.
Yes,
and I think it's, I think that that's one of those lies that the enemy has, because one of the things that I'm thinking about is that there is so much pressure to conform and be just like everybody else. And I think it's very important. I'm sitting here listening to you say this, but I'm also thinking, do you know how much I have had that pressure too? I mean, yes. Seriously, yes. Or those of you who are joining us right now for our time for tea, do you know how much we've both been pressured with this? And you know what I love about this, Lucia, is that the Bible tells us in Titus 2 that the older women, and I'm take exception to that word. I'm going to do a word study on that and see if I can find a better word to use.
Mature.
Mature, the amazing, awesome women. There we go. that they are to teach the younger women or the women who are coming behind them. I mean, because, man, I'm younger than some, older than some. You know, that's my word, and I'm sticking to it. But anyway, but those coming behind them in any area, you know, I always say, personally, I always have mentors in lots of different areas. Yes. There are people, like you happen to be mentoring me in a lot of areas because we're friends, and, and you help me with so many areas. And you, I say that I'm gladly accountable to you. Yes. I have to look at you in the face and say, yes, I am, or no, I'm not doing the things that I say I'm going to do, right? Yes.
But and the same here.
Right.
Because of that relationship that we have.
Right.
That God has blessed us with.
But what do you do if you didn't have that? You know, and I remember those days when I was younger, wanting that and not necessarily having that when I was a young mom. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have to say, God so answers prayer. So yes. If you feel like you're not connected as much with someone that that you need some mentoring or you need some friendship, First of all, you're at the right spot here because, as a matter of fact, I have a little community on Facebook, and I may put the notes and the link to that in my show notes because we really need to revive that and have a space where everybody can connect. But I believe in connection. Yes. I believe in it. And it's so important because there are things that we each struggle with that unless you have someone that can show you, hey, this is the easy step to take, I think you're left being prey, don't you think?
I do. And I stop and think, I've been thinking about this for a long time, that I had a girlfriend that, you know, I'm rather short. I'm just a little over 5 feet. And she is almost 6 feet, very beautiful, long hair. She could be a model.
Wow.
And she intimidated me for a long time, but I would never tell her that. And I would pretend like everything was okay and that we were friends. And she would make comments like, I just love it when women get together and just fellowship and build each other up. And it's like, I can't say that because
I don't really like you. I'm just sorry. I said that. Yes. She didn't say that.
And I always thought, God, how did she get to that place to be able to say that she loves girlfriends that build her up.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any. And it's like, I think I'm missing out here.
Yeah.
And so, I, like you said, you asked God. So I just prayed, God, I need some good, godly female friends.
Yeah.
And he would start sending them to me.
Mm.
And, you know, it's so important who you connect yourself with.
Absolutely.
And the character of the people that you associate with, mm-hmm. because you want to find that safe place,
mm-hmm.
of people that celebrate you, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, instead of being, oh, here she comes, you know, or you think they're saying, oh, here she comes. But, you know, and by getting in the Word and discovering who you really are, who God created you to be.
Right. I love that.
You know, the Word says that we're the apple of His eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're His favorite daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard that before.
Mm.
You know, there's so many descriptions of us in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll get, that's a whole nother sermon.
That's actually her podcast. She's going to have a lot of that in her podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So excited because I have finally got to the point that I feel like I have something to offer somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about me anymore, which is an important tip. I had to learn that it was not about me. It's mm-hmm. never been about me. It's been about the devil trying to stop me from fulfilling the call of God that he placed on me before I was even born.
Right.
And he does that for everybody.
Yes.
You know, it's he created everybody with a purpose. And so this, when this lady, I could just keep hearing this over and over in my mind, and I'm thinking, how did she get to that point?
Mm,
and God said, good. He said, why don't you just come visit with me for a while?
Ooh.
And I'll show you how she got to that point. And so, you know, I would say, okay, God, I'm just going to tell you how much I love you today. And he said, well, I love you.
Mm.
And I stopped in my tracks.
Wow.
Because I had never heard God tell me he loved me before.
Yeah.
And it was like, God, you love me.
Yeah.
You know, and how many times have we been, or we even tell somebody, honey, God loves you. He's got good plans for you.
Just Jesus loves me. I won't sing it.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And it's like.
This I know.
But he told me. Mm. I heard him say, well, Lucia, I love you too.
Mm.
And that changed my whole world.
Right.
That gave me the confidence to know I was okay.
Right.
Because he loved me.
Right.
And because he loved me, I could love somebody else.
Wow.
I could pour his love out on somebody else.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter if they took it.
Mm.
It didn't matter if they pushed it away. And the first time I went and told somebody, you look so nice today, it was like, what are they going to say? They're thinking I'm just being
Southern.
Flattered. You know, and you don't want to flatter somebody
because
that's not from the heart. But a sincere compliment,
yes,
it can change a person's whole day.
You know, I want to jump in real quick on this. In school last year, we had a class, and our whole class was on how to take a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what they did. They came in, and it was all pastoral leaders, and many of them are church leaders with Church of the Highlands in Huntsville now, because they actually graduated. I'm almost there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But one of the things they did, they passed each of us an index card. For like each of the number of the people, like, okay, say there were 10 people. I don't remember how many there were that day. There were 10. Each of us got 10 cards. And what we had to do was take time to write down something, just one thing that we really admired or something we saw in that other person.
Yes.
Oh, and then here's the kicker. Once we did that, they had us, they had one person stand up and everybody in the room read what was on their card and gave them the card.
Wow.
Lucia, when they got to me, I'm going to tell you, I didn't think they knew me very well because at that time I was still serving at my church. I wasn't coming down for Sunday services. I was only there for that 1 hour that we really could talk, you know, that they heard anything out of me because the other hour was like, or a couple hours was classes. But what the rules were, they had to read us what was on our card, give us the card, but we had to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you is all we were allowed to say. We weren't able to say, oh, really? No, not really. Yes. You know how we tend to, yes. like, try to sweep it down. And it's like almost gets us back comfortable with having been complimented. Right. And what they said was, you're going to get a lot of criticism and you're going to get compliments. You've got to know how to take the compliment and the criticism. And I think that that night, as I was standing there, when they started reading off all the things that they saw in me, I had to stand there and just, I was like really about wrecked, is all I can say. Yeah. Because it was like, you see that in me? Just from that little bit?
Yes.
And you value me that much? It was really pretty amazing as an experience. It's a good small group activity if you're ever with a mom to mom, you know, other moms or friends or whatever. But it was really pretty overwhelming. But it goes back to what you're saying here of taking that compliment.
Yes.
And really believing it. And I do agree with you. It's funny you said that. And I know we talked about this way a while ago. But I remember one of the things that the Lord really put on my heart this past summer was asking Him, what does it mean that you love me, Lord? Teach me to love me the way you love me.
Yeah.
Because that was really the core of my problem, was me not loving me the way that God loves me.
Exactly. And see, the enemy is so sly that from the time we're born, when God put that gift on the inside of us, Satan knows that gift.
Right.
And he doesn't care anything about you. He just wants to stop that gift from going forth.
Right.
So if he can make you feel unworthy by having other people say things to tear you down instead of build you up, or, you know, I appreciate so much what my pastor said, that, you know, you may not, be the product of a perfect marriage. You know, your parents may not have loved you and conceived you in love. You may be incest. You may be rape. You may be whatever. Whatever the situation is, does not matter how you got here.
Right.
God needs you in the earth for a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, growing up, your circumstances may not be perfect. You know, very few are.
Most likely are not.
Are not.
I'll go ahead and say that.
Yes. Circumstances definitely identify us when they shouldn't. You know, we should never be identified by the mistakes we make or the circumstances that we're in, because that's not who we are.
Right.
Even if we have made the decisions to put us there, or if someone else's decisions have put us there, that's not who we are.
And yeah, and that's whether it's bad circumstances or even good.
Yes.
People have a tendency to think that, oh my goodness, I've been married for 40 years and it's all about them. It's not. It's not actually a pretty big miracle if you ask me.
Yes.
And
phenomenal.
Yes. Or that my kids just turned out because I'm such a great parent. Well, No. Because, or my kids have not. Let me go back to the knots, because that's a lot of times what we see. This has happened and I'm not really happy with this marriage or this child's choices. That is not who you are as a person.
That's right.
You have to detach from your circumstances.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I'm going to go back to this girlfriend of mine. I just had to ask myself, why does it bother me that she can say that and I can't? And it was...
That's a good question. I love it.
Yes, it was, I didn't think I was worthy.
Wow.
And so I had to deal with my self-worth.
Yeah.
You know, are we going to let the circumstances of growing up, what kids and people said in high school and grade school and college, are we going to allow that to shape us and create our self-identity and our self-worth?
Right.
Or are we going to get into the Word and find out what God really says about us and find out that we have worth? We are worthy of having nice things. We are worthy. That does not identify who we are.
No.
That's a blessing.
Right.
And we don't have to make excuses why we have nice things.
Yeah.
And when someone, like you said, when someone gives you a compliment, thank you. It's not, oh, thank you, I got that at the thrift store.
Yeah, trying to justify it. Yeah.
Nobody cares. You look nice. Just say thank you.
And let me go, this goes all about being in Christ. Because there is no justification apart from Jesus.
That's right.
He justifies everything. And we have what he says we can have. We are what he says we are. We do what he says we can do.
That's right.
It's about being in Christ, right?
Yes. Oh, there's no other place to be. That's the only place you're going to find your identity is in Christ and who he says you are in the Word.
Right.
You know, he says that we're the head and not the tail. Whew, here I go.
Oh, bring it, girl.
We're above and not beneath. You know, we are prosperous. He created us to be rich. He took on our poverty so that we could be rich.
Yeah.
Now, I had a problem with that because growing up, there was no prosperity.
Right.
I had to get into the Word and see what the Word says. And really, prosperity is not even for you.
No. Right.
And prosperity, when you're rich, rich means you have more than enough to meet your needs.
I love it. Bring it.
So if you have more than enough to meet your needs, then hello, you can help meet somebody else's needs.
Right.
You know, it's not about, we talked about hoarding earlier. It's not about hoarding stuff up for you. It's about being a blessing.
Right.
Who can I bless today?
Right.
Who needs help today? Who, you know, money is the lowest form of riches.
Right. That's good.
You know, if the Word says that if God can't trust you with the tithe, monetary, how can he trust you with true riches?
Right.
True riches are his children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone's hurting, you know, true riches is coming alongside of them and saying, I know you're hurting now, but this is not the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have hope in knowing that this is not the end, that God has good plans for you. You know, I remember a time in your life where...
Oh, goodness.
Let me back up. I remember a time in my life when I said, Cindy, I need you today. Mm-hmm. And you were there.
Yeah.
And you walked right through that with me and my family. And then I remember sending you a message, Cindy, blah, 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 blah. And you said, blah, 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 blah. And I walked right through that situation with you.
Yeah.
And that is true riches. Oh. You will never get that. You know, true riches is coming alongside somebody and walking through life with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what God has called us to do. You know, when I got revelation that it was not about me.
Yeah.
That put a whole new perspective on things. Because then I could take the focus off of myself and put my focus on other people,
mm-hmm.
which is really what God wants us to do, is to help other people. You know, people are hurting all around us. And I'm thankful that I had you to come alongside me and say, this is not the end. You're struggling right now, but this is not the end.
Yeah.
You have brighter days ahead. Your best days are ahead of you.
Absolutely.
You are going to overcome this. And then...
Oh, and exactly, you did the same thing back for me. I mean, I really was at, I said I was, it was that day on the rock.
Yes.
You know, that place where I didn't think I could go on.
Yes.
And I had everything before me.
Yes.
I don't even see even a glimmer of what is ahead. Don't you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And yet, I remember even going through the tough thing of like packing up my home and me sitting there crying like a baby and you saying, okay, I'm going to let you cry for another minute and then we're going to move on. Next.
Yes.
Keeping me. It was almost like, I kind of look at it like if you were trudging through quicksand.
Yes.
Having somebody literally pick your foot up and say, take this step, Cindy.
That's right.
Take this step. That's what we're called to do in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And so, you know, that to me, you're right, is true riches.
Yes.
Real riches.
Yes. I want to find something here that we were reading earlier today that just spoke volumes to my heart. I've been doing some research on a mission statement, and I did one a long time ago, and somewhere in the process of moves, I
can't put my hands on it. So I thought, well,
time for a new mission. Yes.
Which, you know, I remember one of the main sentences in there was, I'm going to be full of life until the day I die. Mm. I am not going to sit down and quit.
Ooh, and that's good.
I thought, God, I don't want to sit down. I want to live life to the fullest. Everything that you have for me, I want to get. And, you know, we get that by looking at ourselves. And sometimes we just have to peel back layer and layer and layer.
Right.
Until we get to the real us.
Yep.
And find our real purpose so that we can really be happy.
Well, you know, I was talking earlier today about my story of, you know, I didn't necessarily like all the situations that led to me taking a sabbatical from my ministry. And in fact, some of it just made me downright mad,
yes,
to be honest. And it should have. I mean, yes, I could feel free to have that feeling. But when I look at the past 4 years, what God has done in this last 4 years, it's, you know me, so yes, you know where I've been, you know where, you've got a vision for where God's taking me, you know my heart, you even know the sabbatical, which yes, is great.
Yes.
But I believe that there are times where we go through those really, really tough things, like I went through yes, that, and it doesn't make sense, and yet you look at this, and it was like the perfect season for me to take that time for God to really heal. And I'm yes, not talking about healing. I'm talking about healing for wholeness.
Yes.
And Carol will smile as she hears this one.
Yes.
But Carol was even saying, God's not just healing you. He's not just healing. Now, that's right, a big deal.
Yes.
But He's healing you for wholeness.
Right.
So, because you're not going to go where you've been. You're going to the place that God has. It's, yes, it's stepping heavenwards. It's like that yes, passage that your whole podcast is based yes, on. That yes, God leads you mm-hmm, from one victory to the next victory.
In one perpetual victory parade.
Yes, yes. So, you know.
And I want to share this with you. This is what I was looking for earlier. You know, a lot of times we go through stuff. You had a choice you had to make. Am I going to stay here?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to say, no, devil, I win. No matter what right, the circumstances look like. No matter what kind of H-E-double-L I'm going through. I win. If I don't mm-hmm, quit, I win.
Yes.
And
that is the end for each of you as well. That's
exactly right.
That is the end.
If you don't quit and if you don't give up, you win. Just like 2 Corinthians 2:14 says that God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. And this is what I wanted to share with you, that you know, when we live out of our memory, we're constantly focusing on the past of, you know, the past mistakes I made or the past victories. You know, I was a beauty queen, or, you know, I was in all these pageants and it was so good, or I had this nice car, or, you know, I was the cheerleader, or I was the star football player. It doesn't matter what it was, if it was good or bad. If we keep that memory alive, we're focusing on our past.
Mm-hmm.
And here it says, when you live out of your imagination, you know, you're focusing on your future.
Mm.
So I just want to challenge our listeners today to stir up your imagination.
Yeah.
What if? What, God, could I really do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a thought come through your mind, and it's like, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, yes, it's you
that,
could.
It's that.
It is that. Because yeah, God would not have brought that amazing thought to you or dream or goal without already making a way for it to come to pass.
Oh, yeah. And He's done that.
Yes.
He's done that. That's what His whole story of the Word, in the Word, the whole Bible is written as His story for you.
Yes.
For me. For you.
Yes.
And it's remembering that. And I think that is one of the strengths, even what we've done right here today.
Yes.
This is the strength of mom to mom, friend to friend. And press into the Lord. Let Him be, first of all, your very best bestie.
Yes.
And then I believe He's going to draw others into your lives. And of course, again, we have a community here where yes, we are here for one another. You're going to want to tune in to Lucia's podcast. It's about to be birthed this next week. And you're going to want to listen to Felice. And you're going to want to listen to Carol. And even, I hope you want to listen to all of mine. But, you know, you guys, I truly love that this is what it's all about.
Yes.
This is what it's all about, is you stepping up to your call, you living out your life purpose, no excuses, no hindrances, and definitely not believing the lies the enemy has told you.
That's exactly right, Cindy. And, you know, I want to challenge everyone that's listening. I'm speaking to you right now, whether you're holding a baby, whether you're eating lunch or dinner, or you're getting ready for your day. Today, right now, you choose life.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life. Choose today to be everything that God created you to be. And sometimes that's scary if he shows you way down the road how awesome you can be. You don't think you can be there. But it's step by step by step. Today,
mm-hmm.
take that first step.
Yeah.
Pull out your paper. Write down those thoughts that you've been having of, well, could I really do that? Yes, you can. Could I really be that? Well, yes, you can. Well, how do I do that? I don't have any idea. But God, I have a covenant with you. And in that covenant, I am promised provision. So I don't know how to do it. But you're going to send me somebody that can help me do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're doing here today.
That's exactly right. And yeah. So don't be afraid to take that first step. Because as you take that first step, the Holy Spirit is going to come right alongside you. And he is going to help you because that's what he does.
Right.
He's a helper. And, you know, can we just take a few more minutes?
Yes.
I just got to praise God. Because I remember what happened the last time we did this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all HELL broke out in our life. That day was the day that we got the eviction notice.
Wow. And today, tell them fast forward.
You know.
I wish you could see this. I wish you could see this.
This is, God is not only a God of covenant and a God of healing, but he is a God of restoration.
Oh, I love it. Come on.
And not just a little bit of restoration. Yeah. I'm talking total restoration where you don't even smell the smoke of the fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember in one podcast we were talking and I said, you know, I don't know where the problem, where the disconnect was, but I know it was not God. So that meant it had to be me. But in that process, it was not just me. It was my husband and me. Mm-hmm. It took both of us because it affected both of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so together, you know, this is a word for somebody too that's going through HELL. Don't quit.
Right.
You know,
right.
You feel like you're being hit from every side. You're being buffeted on every side. And the enemy wants you to quit.
Yeah.
And if you quit and you throw in the towel, whether it's a job, a marriage, if you quit on your kids, your parents, whatever it is, Satan wins.
Mm.
You know.
That's good.
And we don't quit.
No.
We don't quit. Today, we have our own home again.
Beautiful.
But God.
Yes.
It is God that brought us to this home and that has given us this home because we couldn't have done it without him.
Right.
You know, we stood on the word. We stood on his promises. Jeremiah 30 says that he'll restore the homes on the old foundations, that laughter will spill through the doors and thanksgiving will pour out the windows. And for 12 years, I stood on that verse.
I know.
And we had a nice home that we were renting. And every year Danny would say, we're buying a house this year. We're buying a house this year. And I would think, oh yeah, we're buying a house this year. I like this house. And I just wouldn't allow myself to go there.
Yeah.
And he, on Facebook, found this house. And he said, I know this house. We looked at this house 6 years ago.
Wow.
And it was in a situation, the house was in a situation that we couldn't put an offer in on it. And we were in a situation where we were not able to put an offer in on it.
Yeah.
And then God.
There you go.
That's, but God.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
When you stand on his word, he is faithful. Mm-hmm. He is so faithful. That's why I say don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Just outlast the devil.
Well, of course.
You know,
you can because you got the Holy Spirit fueling you up.
That's right. And friends.
And you friends.
Know, you. Yes. Doing podcasts like this to encourage people where we can come alongside and say, don't quit. You're going to make it.
Yeah.
Hang in there one more day.
Right.
Today's your breakthrough day.
Yeah.
Today's your turnaround day.
Yeah.
Decide. Confess. Today's my turnaround day. Today's the day I get breakthrough. And as you do that, situations will change and line up with your words. And that's a whole nother podcast.
So you see, she's going to have to come back.
I just want to thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you. And you guys, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is exactly modeling what we're all about here.
Yes.
And
doing life together.
Doing life together, because that is where there's strength. That's where there's community. That's where there's growth.
Yes.
You know, otherwise we never stretch into everything that we're supposed to be. That's we don't move out. And so, you guys, you're going to want to follow her, and then you're also going to want to join me on Iron Sharpening Iron, where she's going to pick my brain about some of her questions for stepping out, because we're modeling this today. Yes. Totally modeling. Yes. This is what we're doing today. We've already got her with Audacity installed on her computer. Yay. She's ready to record. And you guys, I don't know what God's calling you for, but can I just challenge you to believe Him for it? I think that would be the one thing I'd want to challenge you for.
Yes.
Hear Him and believe Him.
Yes. And, you know, I was sharing this with you earlier that my makeup, the way God created me or the way I function was that I can do this myself. I've got goals, I've got plans, and I am going to make it happen.
Oh, and now she's going to get in our business.
Yes. And so I was rocking along saying, I could do this, I'm going to make this happen. And it was all about what I could do, what I could, in the natural, see that I could accomplish.
Right.
And I was looking at my goals one day, and God said, well, where do I fit into that? You know, you can do all this by yourself, but where do I fit in?
Mm.
And it was like, well, I guess you don't.
I got this covered. Thank you.
Yes. And so He said, you got to give me something to work with.
Ooh.
And so I said, well, pretty much got this covered. I can handle this. And it's like,
yeah,
I missed it again. And so we came back around that mountain, and He said, like we were talking earlier, He asked you, what do you want? He asked me, what do I want?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know. I have to decide what I want.
Yeah.
And so I started writing stuff down about what I wanted. And we're doing a financial small group. And I just confessed to that whole group a goal that was so far beyond me that the only way it's going to happen is for God to get involved.
Well, there you go.
And so
now you're thinking.
Yes.
And then so, times 10.
Yes. Amen. I received that. But ask God to get involved. Ask Him. Invite Him to get involved in your situation. And just trust Him.
You know what? I think that's the perfect ending, but I want you to pray us out. How about that? Pray us out with that one.
Well, Father, Daddy, I just love You, and I am so grateful for everything that You have done for us. I just want to thank You for being such a good, good Daddy.
Yes.
For loving us, for providing for us, for loving us, Lord, even when I've not been lovable. And Father, I thank You for Your patience. I thank You that You have placed greatness on the inside of each one of us. And Father, I thank You that for everyone under the sound of my voice today, that You just stir up the gift that You've placed on the inside of them. And Lord, I just use this podcast as a point of contact to just encourage them and just pray that they would trust You, just have the courage and the hope and the faith to say, I know what she's saying is right. I'm going to try this one more time, God. I'm going to trust You one more time. You're worthy of my trust. You are such a good Daddy, and I love You. Mm-hmm. And Father, I just speak blessings and increase and peace and joy to everybody that hears this podcast today. Yes. And Lord, I would give You all the glory and the praise for what You're going to do through this podcast. Lord, I'm so thankful that You have brought Cindy back around to her calling. And Lord, I just
speak life over her, and I just believe that this is a launching into her future, Lord. I thank you that our best days are ahead of us. Mm-hmm. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, thank you also for joining us today for Mom to Mom Radio Show. This is your time of encouragement. I pray you've been encouraged today. Definitely go check Lucia out. She has a website, luciaclaiborne.com. Also, check her out here at ultimatechristianpodcast.com. You can also find us, of course, at momtomomradioshow.com. That takes you specifically into my page. Check us out. Click in. Comment. Connect with us. Again, I'll put the link to our community that I am going to relaunch. I make that commitment Amen. Today.
Yay!
Because it'll be a great way for if you've got prayer requests or you've got questions or whatever for you to stay connected with all of us. And so you guys, until the next show, I pray that you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again next week at Mom to Mom Radio Show.
Thanks for joining us today for Mom to Mom Radio Show. Now we hope that you'll take just a few moments to go to our website at momtomomradioshow.com. There you'll find our archives. There you can connect with us. You can listen online to other shows just like this one. You can also follow our RSS feed. You can grab our show notes. And most of all, you can sign up for our updates so you can stay connected and not miss even one show. Again, that's found at momtomomradioshow.com. And of course, we look forward to seeing you again for our next show. Mom to Mom Radio Show is a broadcast of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.